Hello, everybody. Pastor Deborah here. Welcome again to another part or lesson of prayer and fasting. Yeah, I'm working through what I've got on the website, as you know, under the Kingdom of Agape Love. This is volume one of prayer and fasting. It is a lot of the scriptures, the foundation that God used in my life to help me to learn how to help people His way. Remember, Pastor Deborah had been a licensed clinical mental health counselor and only knew how to help people the way of mental health counseling, the way of medical quality through diagnosing and treating a medical disease or disorder. Had a master's degree, was well trained, had my years of supervision, took a state test, and to be nationally clinically certified, I had to take national boards, be nationally certified, have my counseling and therapy listened to. Yeah, by a board of people. So I knew that I wanted to help people. I didn't know how, except through psychology, mental health counseling, psychiatry. And I did the best I could, but that's not the way the Lord wanted me to help people. So I had to make major changes. As you know, my story is He asked me to put down my license and national certification and to learn how to help people His way. Years and years of learning and studying. And what we're doing here in the Kingdom of Agape Love, in the section of Volume 1, Prayer and Fasting, we're working through the scriptures right now that guided me, Pastor Deborah, that led me into this new way of helping people. A little bit later on, I'm going to be going through every story that's on the website. Yeah, and you'll learn a lot about what Pastor Deborah went through. Then in Volume 2, you will learn and hear true stories of Pastor Deborah helping people the Lord's way. Powerful, powerful stuff, and it's still going on today. And you'll learn about how my faith had to grow, develop, and get strong, how I had to learn to hear His voice above everything. So just learn and listen. God is usually the same with everybody. You must learn things, understand Him, be able to hear His voice, know what His heart's desires are, which if you will study the teleministry in Isaiah 61 and 62 videos, you'll learn. Yeah. So let's pick up now in lesson or part number 10 of prayer and fasting. Let's have a prayer first. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank You for all those that are still here in the garden because they've been with me all morning while we have been taping and teaching. We thank You that You care for humanity so much, that You will take us and change us, help us to help other people, and that You will be the victor of a great defeat that occurred, and that You will bring healing to what needs healed, and that You will help people who have no other help but You, and You will shine out, and Your kingdom and Your glory and Your word and righteousness will be a beacon of hope and love for all those in the darkness. All of humanity, we thank You for helping us through Your Spirit of Truth right now, that You will move through Pastor Deborah's words and into the realm of the Spirit, and You will call and reach those that have not yet heard You, and You will touch those who have not felt Your loving touch, and they will receive the love that their hearts desires. In the name of Christ Jesus, amen. In lesson number 9, we had done a review of verse 6 of Isaiah 58, 1 through 14. It was a powerful, powerful scripture for Pastor Deborah to learn that I was not praying and fasting the way the Lord wanted me to. Oh, I was praying and fasting, but it wasn't the way that I needed to know and to do to help people the Lord's way. So it was an eye-opener. And in the last lesson, we just did a review. So we're going to pick up now in part number 10 with verse number 7 of Isaiah, 58, 1 through 14. Verse 7. Remember, the fast that we were called to do was to get all the bands of wickedness off of us and to be loose from anything that was holding us back. And then we were to help other people to loose their bands of wickedness, their yokes, and then to yoke ourselves spiritually in our mind, in our spirit, to Him, the Lord of love, joy, and peace, because His yoke that He wants to put on us, which we will walk together as one. You can see this when you see oxen yoked together. They are walking in step. They're walking at the same pace. They are together as one to get a cart and some people down the road. Yeah. So He is saying, yoke to Me, and my yoke is easy, it's not heavy, it's not a burden, we'll go together. So I had learned it, I had a lot to learn. Yeah, it was horrible. Let's pick up in verse 7. Is it this fasting that I have chosen for you, to loose all these bands of wickedness off of you, and then to help other people? Is this not how I want you to deal with your spiritual bread? Bread means knowledge, freedom, food, substance. Is this how I want you to deal your bread? My words of life, of agape love to those who are spiritually hungry. Is this what I want you to do? Yeah. That's what verse 6 said. So I'm learning that my freedom is a form of spiritual bread. And I am to give and offer spiritual freedom to the spiritually hungry for it. So this bread He's talking about is freedom, life, nourishment, the word of life itself, agape love. He's saying, is this the fasting I've called you to do? It is. And that you, O spiritual person, Pastor Deborah, spiritually bring these spiritually poor other human beings, these lacking in My spiritual truths. They don't have My spiritual bread. They're not yoked to Me yet. They're still oppressed by an oppressor. They're still in bondage to fear and death. They're not pliable in My hands like you are. And I am to spiritually, He says, bring this spiritual knowledge to these poor and lacking ones in spiritual truth and of this knowledge of agape love. These, He says, they are cast out. They are laying on the sides of the roads. They are cast out of the house, the family of Him, of the Heavenly Father. He said, is this not the fast that I have called you to do? Loose yourself from all bands and yokes of wickedness. Then yoke to Me. This is truth He was trying to tell me in verse 6. Not what you were doing, bowing down for a month, giving up earthly food, walking around some circle, coming and praying and bowing, trying to get a word from Me, trying to find out what I'm doing. This is what I'm doing. I am the same today as I was back then. I want you free, He says. of all yokes of wickedness, things that you need to fast off of. Get out of your life. And remember the story about the pew. God said, if you don't do it, I'm going to do it for you. And he did. And I could have disobeyed him and gone back to the pew on Sunday mornings in total disobedience, and I wouldn't be here today. And if I was, it would have been illegal. There'd be no life, no spirit on my words. But I didn't. I chose to obey, and I became pliable in the hands of the Lord. I have seasons in churches. I have seasons out of churches. I had a season in the flea market. I have a season out. I have a season of studying and reading. Then I have a season of taping. I had a season I sat at home for 2 years while God healed and changed me on the inside in my soul. I had seasons of staying home and talking to trees and squirrels. I was pliable in the hands of the Lord. Some nights he would say, stay home. Don't go to church. Just be with me. Yes, sir, I be with you. I have a date with you. He wakes me up in the middle of the night to pray and intercede as a priest for other people. I'm pliable. I don't tell him I'm sleepy. I want to keep sleeping. I get up. I pray. I talk with him. I am pliable. I am fasted off people, family. Yeah, even my family. Even my own biological son, which is really another person's, Jan's. Not mine. I'm Deborah. Yep, had to kill my own son. That's another story you'll hear about called Abraham's and Isaac. Yep. I became pliable and free. Everything, all fears of people, community, everything. I had to even be fasted off the fear of death. I had to trust God when it looked like I needed a heart transplant. I had to trust God when a man was coming to shoot me with the gun on a bicycle. That's another whole story called Narnia and Dr. Doolittle. We'll get there. I had to trust God in my own home when I brought these people who tried to kill me with scissors in my own living room. I had to trust God when they poisoned me. Yeah. I had to learn how to be in God's complete hands so I could set them free. So you cannot help other people till you first have that verse 6 put in your life. And you are fasted off of everything, everybody, every desire, every goal, every title, everything. And you get kicked out of some places, yeah. Asked to leave because you love the people. I did that. Did you know that happened to Pastor Deborah? I was in an LGBT church. Just loving on the people, not saying anything, volunteering in their food bank, their clothing bank. I was privately talking to the pastor, and he called me in with the board and asked me to leave because they were afraid that I might come in and say something. I was married, I was not gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender. They were afraid of me, that I might hurt them. They asked me to leave, and I honored their request. My time was up. I even had one of the gay guys say, well, what was I doing here? I said, I loved them. You're talking about Jesus? You're doing Holy Communion? You're preaching Jesus? You're preaching love? You're singing about him? It's a place of love. I am free to go wherever God sends me to go. But they became afraid. And they asked me to leave. Yeah. Boy, if that's not racist and prejudiced. But because so many of God's people have hurt and spoken against them. I love them. I sat in on transgender's board of directors meetings of an organization. I walked in and said, I just want to love on you. There's too much suicide and issues. Now, they got mad later because I couldn't remember all their pronouns. But I had no problem with the leader. He had read a lot of my stuff. I loved on them. Now, I didn't go out and participate in all their social activities. And then I sat in on their support groups. There was a transgender support group here in Pensacola. I sat in there. I got permission by the leaders. A lot of military people, young children, teenagers, retired military, other allies and parents. They're struggling. They are heavy burdened with pain and loneliness. They're yoked to these feelings, and they've got confusion. And I just sat there and didn't say anything. I just let my presence and my light as a pastor. That was it. And I saw their pain, their heavy burdens and their labor to try to find peace. And some of the older ones, you know what they said? They said, even though you do all the hormones and you make all the body changes, you still can't change the deep voice to a female voice. The size of the hands don't go down. You can wear wigs and do all that, but they're trying. There's confusion in them, and they're trying to get that. And they are heavy burdened and laden. And my job is to say, I love you. But remember, a lot of faith people say bad things. So here I was wanting to help those kind of people, and I didn't know how. Yeah. So verse 7 is telling us that God is saying, this is the fast I have chosen for you. That you to take your bread, that your truth that I've given you about what fasting and prayer is, about bands of wickedness and loosing yourself and being yoked to the spirit of truth. You are to take that bread, that word, and you're to give it spiritually to the spiritual hungry ones. The spirits like you that are spiritually burdened and laden down in darkness and ignorance, who are poor of the spiritual truth. You are lacking this spiritual knowledge and truth. And it's agape love. And you are cast out, laying on the sides of the roads. So if you go into many countries, you're living in shanties in the garbage dumps. You're living in homes that are just horrible. If you have a home, you're homeless. You're living outside what the world says are the norms for society. And God says that is a reflection of what is happening spiritually. A lot of people talk these days about racism. Did you know there is a spiritual racism? The spiritual racism is if you were not born spiritually to this dark kingdom of things, and you don't have those spirits in your life, then you're not one of us. You're to be our slave spiritually. We own you spiritually. We're more powerful than you spiritually. It's nothing to do with the outside, the physical body. It has to do with the subconscious and the spirit. Yeah, there is a spiritual racism. And when you see racism, you are seeing the reflection of the image and likeness of the father of racism, Satan. The very adversary of God. It's in the soul. It's hate. You're not one of us, and you are to serve us. A lot of that goes back if you study ancient Greece. If you were not born with certain biological characteristics, blonde hair, well, I don't have it, certain white skin, a certain height, in a certain family, then you are just a slave. We own you. You own no property. We are the kings and the owners and the lords. That came from the gods of the Greeks. That's right. So you wonder where a lot of this comes from. Go back and study. Some people were born, the gods said, to be kings, and others weren't. Some were born to be slaves, and others weren't. Some were born to be abused and thrown away, and others weren't. And that still goes on now spiritually. And it is ingrained. They are trees planted in us, and we're seeing the fruit of them. in the spirit realm where Pastor Deborah works, you think earthly racism and violence is bad? You ought to be in the spirit realm. The torture, the abuse, the oppression, the injustice, the slavery, the child abuse, it is powerful. You just don't know that. What you're seeing in the natural, out of the mouths of people, if you hear somebody saying horrible things to promote violence and riots, stay strong, fight for justice, stay in the streets, get confrontational, that is a reflection of what's in their soul, how they were raised, what they believe to be the only way to do things. And it also shows the reflection of their spirit. But I have to know, because Pastor Deborah works with the spirits, what's going on with that spirit. Is it oppressed and I'm hearing a demonic spirit speak to me? What's the process here? So verse 7 is telling us, I'm going to set you free. Verse 6. You're going to learn about fasting and prayer, and you're going to allow me, and you are going to do it to you, Pastor Deborah. Then, part of that fasting is to take that truth that you just learned and deal it, give it freely to the spiritually hungry, those that are cast out, living on the outside of the family, outside of the house of the Heavenly Father. That is what verse 7 told Pastor Deborah. So when I would see the spiritually naked, those who are not wearing the white robe of spiritual righteousness of this God and the spiritual garments of praise, and not covered with this loving God's spiritual clothes of light of his agape love, and that he is not hidden from them spiritually anymore, and they have become a light, a shining light, a candle in the darkness, a city set high on a hill, a tree of his spiritual righteousness, glowing spiritually out through the soul and the flesh, through words and deeds. But did you know that your soul and your physical body can do all these good things, but you're doing it for other reasons? You're doing it for your own pride. You're doing it so your identity will look good. You're doing it to get some benefits for yourself, not for him. We see that all the time. And where he is telling us that I am to help them let go of their bands of wickedness, their oppression, give them the spiritual truth, so that all the lust of their flesh and of their earthly body is dead. The only thing you see is God's spiritual light of love, joy, and peace, freedom shining out. And every motive of the soul is pure for the kingdom. And every deed that the physical body does is in subjection to the kingdom of love, joy, and peace. And even when Pastor Deborah gets thank yous and accolades, I pass them on to God. Say, don't thank me. I am not the light. Don't follow me. Partner with him. It is his message. It is his work. I'm just a part of it. I'm the message to you to get you to him. I have to tell many people that because they want to attach to me and to the ministry I have. I say, no, I'm just a teacher attached to the words and the giver of what you like. I'm in partnership with him. You come in partnership with him. Then we are in partnership. But they're looking at partnership and affiliation, the ways of the world, not what needs to be. So we're going to stop here. And this is a lot to think about. that your prayer and fasting is for you, and it is for him, and it is for all of humanity. And once you get fasted off, and the bands of wickedness have been loosened off of you, and you are pliable now in the hands of the Lord, and you understand his heart, so that you will go and help other people, and you will take this truth, this bread, and give it away freely. You won't charge for it. If you write books, you give them away. You don't ask for donations. You don't do anything. Because then you are making money off of somebody else's bread and truth. And he will not honor that. And you will be judged on that. Go make your money in the ways of the world. Give away freely his freedom from oppression. Give away his bread freely. You never saw Christ Jesus charging to come into the fields to sit for 3 days. He even fed them through supernatural ways. He never charged anybody for healing. Never asked for donations. Can you do that? Most people want a ministry and they want to make money off of it. And they want to write a book and they want to sell it and make money. Pastor Deborah is not allowed by this God and never would sell anything. No book, no stories, nothing. Because it's not about me making money from this bread, these truths. Oh, I have money. It comes from husband's military experience, my own Social Security. I worked in the world. I earned my own money. But not with this. This is to be given away freely. So enjoy this lesson of prayer and fasting in the School of Light. This was lesson number 10. And we're going to pick up in verse 8 on the next one. So let's end in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you once again for just one more little section, one more little verse about your ways of prayer and fasting that everybody has to go through in order to come alongside of you, be yoked with you in doing your work for humanity. We thank you for your words that were written long ago to us to learn about you, to hear your heart for us and humanity. We thank you that you are working through the Spirit of Truth and that you will continue to lead and guide people in the way to prayer and fasting, your way, so that they can help you help people your way. We thank you. In the name of Christ Jesus, the very Word of God, the bread of life given to us. We thank you in the name of Jesus. All right, I'll see you again in the next lesson of the School of Light, prayer and fasting. Guys, have a good day. Get home safe. Stay and play. Everybody is welcome in the garden. See ya. Bye. Thank you for listening and watching this video. It is an honor and a pleasure to have you stopped by today and watch. This is Pastor Deborah, and I hope you come again and watch many, many more videos and learn and grow spiritually and hear how she has helped people spiritually, the Lord's way, for many, many years. Come again, watch another one, and we welcome you to be a subscriber to the channel, to make comments. And if you wish to contact Pastor Deborah, please email her at her email address for the ministry at pastordeborah@agapelovishere.org. You can also see these videos on Twitter and on the website in the many different sections that they are put into. Enjoy, and it was once again an honor to have you watch and listen. Thank you, and come again to another video of Agape Love, Love is Here Ministries, a ministry of helping people the Lord's way that Pastor Deborah has been doing for many, many years. Love always and forever, Pastor Deborah.